Jake Plummer, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial. Appreciate Ameriprise Financial. And Jake Plummer for 2014, looking forward to 2015. What are your resolutions for 2015? Sports-related, non-sports-related. You got any?
Oh, you know, resolutions are silly things, but I...
What are some things you want to do?
Challenges.
What are some things you want to do? What are some challenges for 2015, then?
Well, you know, I turned 40, and it's time for me, I talked about it on my podcast, to man up, get going on a couple things I've had on my list for a long time. And in the essence of, you know, someone we talked about a lot, Pat Tillman, just kind of saying, all right, if you're going to learn Spanish, then stop talking about it and get it done. So just a few things like that, just to challenge myself to get better and, you know, start setting a good example for my boys.
You sound old.
Well, turning 40 will make you reflect and think about a lot of stuff, and that's kind of what's happened to me lately.
Yeah. You're not going to have a colonoscopy, are you?
No. You know, I'm going to be just healthy and living my life and doing the right thing. I'm pretty healthy, so.
Yeah. I'm turning 50 this year, so I'm going to have a colonoscopy.
It's a good thing to do, you know, because it's something you can prevent.
Got to check the plumbing, you know.
Yes, you do.
That's how it works. So, so you want to learn Spanish, or is that just an example?
Yeah, that I actually do. I've been wanting to for a while, and it's one of those things I think that everybody should learn with the amount of Hispanics living in America now and the fact that other countries, a lot of people know multiple languages, and in our country, we sometimes don't even know how to speak our own language. So kind of a challenge to myself to just get better at that. And there's some guys that play paddleball here in Boulder, and it's all a bunch of Mexicans. And so to go down there and to be able to communicate so that we can play some paddleball and maybe have them play some handball,
I
obviously need to speak Spanish. So it's one of those things I've been wanting to learn.
I see. Do you want to travel worldwide? You've not been a traveler, have you?
We've traveled. Me and my wife have back when we had no kids. But right now with kids, it's
Don't do it.
It's a little difficult. We do.
Yeah.
We do easier trips, you know, like go to California to the coast or go see family, and that's about it.
Yeah, go see family and say, hey, watch these guys for a couple hours. We're going to bolt. We're going to get out of here. Of the bowl games that are coming up, which one are you looking most forward to?
Well, obviously, really looking forward to seeing, you know, the Oregon-FSU game. I know I mentioned it earlier about how it's tough to wait to watch that game. It's getting closer.
Yeah.
And looking forward to just seeing what happens with that one. And, you know, there's been some real dumpers, I think, the bowl games with some teams that I don't think should have been in the bowls, at 6-6 records and that kind of thing. But
Texas was awful. Texas was just awful.
Yeah, and I mean,
Oklahoma
got
was
killed.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's just, it's, I don't know. You know, some of those teams, if it's not a national title, they don't even play, which I wish they would extend the offer to other teams that would be real hungry to get into a bowl game. You know, I'm really looking forward to any Pac-12 matchup. I mean, Stanford, Maryland's a great one. Just hope Stanford wins. And then Arizona, Boise State, that's going to be a good game. Really looking forward to watching that one.
I was impressed with Boise State's coach. Very, very impressed with Boise.
I've known Brian since he was just a little kid. My grandma lived across the street from him. We played Little League Baseball together. And he was at Capitol High after I left, 2 years after, as the quarterback, and played in at Arizona State my senior year. They played us, and he actually got in the game and had a fumble sack stripped by Derek Ford. And it was kind of funny because he was bummed that happened, but it was kind of neat, two kids that knew each other from way back on the same field in Arizona.
What is the Harbaugh, and I asked him about this, and Rich Rod today, Harbaugh's contract, what does it do for coaches? And it makes Brian said, I have a lot of thoughts on that. And he smiled really big. Like, yeah, you know, $8 million a year to coach college football. What does the Harbaugh thing do? You're sitting in your Pac-12 network analyst chair right now. What is Harbaugh being back in college and being paid that amount of jack due to the college game?
Well, I don't think it does anything good for the game. I think it actually is a bad message to be sending.
Really?
I believe so. I don't think anybody's worth $8 million as a coach unless they're going to come in there and be in the national title game every year. Meanwhile, you know, the college athlete continues to just get by barely with the amount of money and scholarships. And I know there's been some changes and talk of allowing a little bit more compensation for the athletes. But you can't tell me that his job is that important that he should make $8 million a year. But you know, that's the nature of the game. I think it's just going to keep getting worse and worse until I don't know where they're going to come up with the money to pay these contracts and the schools. When it's a university, we forget that it's about higher education, not about football. So, you know, Michigan's desperate, and they're bringing back one of their former players, and he's done a great job at Stanford and then at the Niners, and he's had a good, great track record. So we'll see if he can continue that on at Michigan. But I don't like the amount. I don't think any coach is worth that amount, especially when the players are playing for free.
You probably should have been paid six figures when you were at ASU, in my opinion, because here's the thing on that, Jake. Harbaugh's the face of Michigan, the university, not just football, whether that's right or wrong. And Disney is partnered with ABC and ESPN, and they're all there as part of the Big Ten, okay? When you were at ASU, you were the face. Bruce Snyder was the football coach, but you brought the program and your teammates. And I know you're never going to be one to say, yeah, Brad, you're right. I get that. But I'm just telling you that everybody was following ASU football in the 96-97s because Jake Plummer was leading the team. You can make that argument that even then you were of value more than just a guy throwing a football around. Would you agree with that or not?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing to be, playing for your university and your heart is in it, and everything you do motivation-wise is geared towards the Sun Devils and or whatever school you're at. And that's the essence of college. It's a great thing. These athletes are supposed to be going to school, going to class, getting an education, or staying on track for an education and then having that to fall back on. Yet we know, I mean, right now the college is kind of turning into, 1 to 2 years is all you need now to have success, to have a shot at the NFL. And I think that kids should go. Get out of the league, especially if you're a running back. Yeah. QB's not so fast. You know, Manziel's got a long ways to go. Would have benefited, I think, from playing another year of college football and getting those reps. But if a player, with the short amount of time they have to go after that dream and to make that money, they should go. But remember to come back to school. But the ones that are in there, that don't have that guarantee to go into the next level, they're very valuable to the university. And I obviously getting an education paid for is huge. But the money that they bring in, the amount of money now in these TV contracts, where is that money going? And now we know where it's going. It's going to one figurehead like a Jim Harbaugh, who, he's a good coach, but I don't think he's $8 million worth a good coach to coach in college. I really think that's a poor message to send, and I think it's one more step in the direction of seeing this thing crumble. And I hate to say that, but when you're talking big, big money like that, there's going to be something that comes out of this that can't be good for all of the NCAA.
There's a belief system that colleges and universities in general in our country, take sports out of the equation, are like the housing market, that there's going to be a bubble that bursts with all these student loans that are sitting there anyways.
Yeah.
So I buy into what you're saying. I want to go back, though, on something you brought up about a running back shelf life. You may know or you may not know, DJ Foster is announcing his intention today at noon. I'm of the opinion that he should stay another year. Hearing what you just said, I would think you and I have opposing views on this. It sounds like you think he should leave. I'm not one to put words in your mouth, but if you think a running back shelf life is short, and he's a different type of cat, I get it. He's Percy Harvin type-esque. Do you think he should stay? Do you think he should go?
I think he benefits from staying. Not all running backs are the same. He's not a ground and pound kind of guy. He's not taking the rock 30 times a game up in the middle and being hit multiple times, putting, wearing off the tread on the tires. And so, a guy like him, it would benefit him from playing for another year. And the fact that if he comes back, that team just is going to be even more explosive with him staying. And but if he does leave, I understand. It's the life expectancy for a running back in the NFL is just over 2.5 years, I think.
Right.
So, if you're ready mentally and physically and you're being told, you got a shot to make it, then go ahead and go. But, I mean, he's a guy that, like you said, a Percy Harvin-esque type of guy who's going to be starting out on special teams, getting some reps in the backfield, moving him out in the slot and utilizing his skill set. So he might benefit from just another year of getting better and staying in college. But if he does decide to go, I see exactly why he would go, because the strike while the iron is hot, and save your body. I mean, these guys, they especially running backs, take a pounding. And I don't know why the NFL you know, draft a guy and use him for 4 years and let him go. Because after four, most times running backs that get after it, they're no good after that. I mean, they're good, but they're very rarely do you see a Frank Gore that can go 8 consecutive years, you know, putting up 1,000 yards. I mean, that's just a rarity in the NFL.
Okay, one last question. We're talking about Jake Plummer, Mayor Price Financial. Jake Plummer with us every week. One last question on ASU. So they beat Duke. It was a struggle. Not every fan is happy. However, it's back-to-back 10-win seasons. You could make the argument, yeah, 10 wins, but a Jail Mary against USC. No, it's still 10 wins. Where do you come down on where the program is this year? They lost to their rival. Was it a great season for ASU football, Jake?
I think it was a great season. And to those fans that are upset about that, I feel sorry for the people trying to get them Christmas gifts. You know, at some point you have to be appreciative of the effort these kids put out. You have to be appreciative of the fact that, yeah, they went up through some ups and downs, and that's what sports is all about. Builds character, and not all seasons are perfect. And the fact that the team was able to fight through losing their starting quarterback and still win some games, still stay in the hunt, and be positioned that late in the season to be in the college football playoff, you know, from where they've come from the last few years, that's a huge step. Yeah, they lost to their rivals, but you know what? When your rival gets better and continues to improve, there's only one thing you can do, and that's to get better also. So I love the fact that that rivalry is gaining momentum. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't fun to watch them lose to U of A, but hey, we put some whoopings on them the last few years, and that's any good rivalry. It goes back and forth. So good season. You know, there's some youngsters that really stepped up that I like to watch play. A couple running backs, Richard and Balazs. I mean, those kids can play. Kwishi Brown, the huge interception to seal the game. Yeah, they didn't put Duke away, but Duke is a team that's trying to prove that they're good too. So the fans out there that don't understand that, you play the game because you know, when you go out there and it's a challenge, and not all the time do you dominate. Other teams are playing with pride also. I think it was a successful year, and I mean a big time success for ASU, especially beating Notre Dame, and that you know, national spotlight that put them into, and the recruiting. I mean that's how you build a program, and I always say it, and I'll continue to, is I just hope Todd Graham stays. Don't leave Todd Graham. Stay here for a long time. Whether you love him or hate him, that's how you build a program. You can't just jump ship and go to the next grassy field. So hopefully he'll stick around. I mean, Norvell, I don't know if he's going to be around anymore, but you know, good young coaches, they got to move on. So
right.
good season, but for the Devils, and you know, they something to build on.
Who do you like in the NFL playoffs?
Man, that's a tough question. There's just some really good teams. Seattle just looks so good. They're both offensively, defensively, and people say they struggle offensively, but you know, with a defense as good as they're playing and a running back like Marshawn, you know, you don't have to be lights out on offense. So I look for them to be tough to beat. In the AFC, you know, obviously New England looks good. Denver looks good.
Does Denver look good?
With the Steelers, though. Big Ben.
Hey,
and
Jake.
The way they're playing right now, if Le'Veon Bell can come back healthy after that gruesome hit on his knee, you know, watch out for the Steelers. They've been there before, and they're motivated.
Jake, you said Denver looks good. There's a lot about Peyton right now. Is that just, are you buying into the Peyton is not the same Peyton?
Yeah, of course. He's not the same Peyton as what? Last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Yeah, he's older. He's progressing. He's doing what he can do.
Yeah.
The game evolves, and great players evolve along with it. And he's finding, you know, doing the things he does best to continue to play at a high level. He still puts the ball right where you need to put it. And in the NFL, anticipation and accuracy is huge. So keeping him on his feet is big. I don't know why he was in the game in the fourth quarter last week with a 33-14 lead. That was ludicrous, you know, especially with a kid backing up there, Brock Osweiler, a Devil that needs the reps. But, hey, he's Peyton Manning. He's going to do what he wants to do. I think they're looking good. Their defense looks awesome. And that's this time of year what you need to have is a great defense.
Happy New Year's to you and yours. And I think we're going to see each other here in January. You're coming down?
Yep, I'll be down for the Super Bowl and hanging out in the valley, doing some golfing and appearances and having a good time. So, yeah, I will see you.
Okay, I'll see you then. Stay well.
Awesome. Happy New Year, Brad.
You too, Jake. Thanks. Jake Plummer for a few minutes.